Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too, mate. You know, back from your 6 months off, whatever it was.
6 months. A big day today. I've still got to get one of these. You would not think that a born and bred North Queenslander is not called a barramundi, but I'm one of them. Barra season opens today.
Yep, opened up midnight last night. I reckon a few of the real keen anglers would have been there waiting to go.
Mate, type of lures, basically, for barra, but what would you recommend?
It obviously, it depends on where you're fishing. It's pretty hard to go past a 5 or 6 inch plastic paddle tail.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty well going to do you in every situation. If you were to pick one lure to go and you said, right, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going to go chase barra, I'd be picking a 5 or 6 inch paddle tail. It's just a soft plastic lure.
Ah.
Obviously, you've got to put a jig head in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the jig head, obviously, you put less weight for shallow water, more weight for deeper water. So that's pretty, that's the easy option. Hard body suspending lures are probably our number one seller for barramundi. Jackal squirrels, for those that know the brand, they are the best barra lure and most popular barra lure on the market. And then obviously you've got, you know, blokes who like trolling, and there's literally, I could sit here and name 100 lures for you to go chase barra tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go, I take 100 lures.
All right, now, is there any chance that if you just put the boat in, sit at the mouth of one of the rivers and just throw a line in over the side and be a lazy fisherman like me, that a barra will come to you and jump on the line?
Oh, 100%. In this harbour, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yep, the mouth of the Calliope, that big bund wall that runs along the mouth of Calliope, there's barra that move up and down that non-stop. Obviously, live bait would be the best bet, a big live mullet.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon if you sat there, probably more so when we get into these smaller tides, so towards the weekend.
Yes.
Sit there with a livey and I reckon you'll be in with a real shot of a barra.
Okay, I'll give it a crack, let you know how I go.
Sounds good.
Mate, whereabouts, besides the Calliope River, some other good spots for barra?
So throughout our harbour, we've got so many barra spots. Obviously, there's like all the islands out there. You've got structure, you've got current, everything they like. So in the harbour, any island with a hard run onto it, with like a you know, like a rock or a structure that they can get in and hide behind, there's going to be barra. You're not meant to fish them, but we've got all the man-made structures all throughout the harbour too that they love.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people do go out and still fish those. As you go up through the Narrows, there's obviously all the systems through there. They hold a lot of fish. You just want to be looking for something that, you know, they're not just going to be in the middle of nowhere. They're going to be looking, you've got to look for something that they're going to want to be at. So whether it be, you know, current hitting a bank that's been exposed in the sun all day, so it's putting warm water in behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, or somewhere where they can hide out of the run and they'll have the bait run past their noses and they can just smack it out. They're a lazy fish, barramundi.
Okay, right.
So you want to be looking for somewhere they can hide or something that's going to attract them, whether it be warm water or something along those lines.
All right, no worries. Well, mate, if people want more advice, of course, you can give them all the details, can't you?
100%.
All right, Complete Angler, you can have a chat to you or your dad or any of the staff there and find you down at the marina, Gladstone Harbour. Thanks, mate. We'll catch up Friday.
Sounds good, mate. Talk to you then. I've got a fishing comp on Friday, so we'll see how I'm going. I'll probably be in the boat, but we can do it from there.
All right, sounds good. See you, mate.
Cheers, mate. See ya.